Well, God bless you all in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And this is a real blessing to be back. You know, the way that God works within our lives with all the twists and the turns, never in this whole wide world would I ever believe that my dog was having puppies. I guess you've all heard the wonderful stories and how I took her to the vets and was 100% convinced that she was having a phantom pregnancy. It was her first season after, she was 15 months. Yeah. So it was her first season. And just after, I thought, yeah, there's something not quite right. I watched those dogs 24/7. The only day I didn't was the day that Lawrence took care of them while I went to get my nails done. And I think I was gone about 3 hours. And then nine weeks to that day, she gave birth to 6 of them. Now, I'm not saying it was Lawrence's fault.
I didn't do nothing.
He says he didn't do anything. But I do know that sometimes he gets very busy, maybe on a call, gets a little sidetracked, and maybe he wasn't watching as carefully as I was, and we ended up with 6 puppies. But even then, you know, God has a way of turning these accidents or freaks of nature into blessings. And for 8 weeks, I slept on the sofa because obviously we were not set up. We're not breeders. And I really wanted to give these puppies the best chance that they could have. I didn't want Willow laying on them or harming them in any way. And so 8 weeks on the sofa. And then when it came to actually selling them and getting them good homes, you know, the day that I was told that she was pregnant and they did the scan, I've looked up on the scanner and I can see this spine of the puppy. And I said, oh, that's quite fully formed. She said, yes. She said, you know, I think 2 to 3 weeks and she'll be having them. And I said, pardon? I said, that's not possible. I said, we have a holiday booked. I said, you know, we booked this holiday a year ago, like we do it at the end of August for the following year. And she said, oh, when do you go away? And I said, oh, the 19th of July. Oh, she said, that's going to be real tight. But you know what? Even then, God took care of everything because the last puppy went on the 17th of July. Like, you really can't make these things up. So, you know, we can look to the world and we can see how things function and how, you know, things are very close to the mark in the world. Or we can look to God in everything that we do. And so, you know, with great encouragement, because even I started to falter come the end, and with great encouragement, Amber'd say to me, God's got it. God's got it. You will go on holiday. No matter what, you will be going on holiday. And like, even God has a sense of humor, because we were literally, the last puppy left at 6 p.m. on the 17th, on Thursday the 17th, and we flew out midnight on the Saturday morning. So, you know, just over 24 hours, really. But again, God took care, and, you know, we've gone away and we've come back. And then when we came back, I had no furniture. The council had come and took the old furniture, and we were just, well, we had a choice. We could sit out the garden or we could sit in Lawrence's office. And anybody that knows Lawrence's office is so small, so very small. And so I have a choice. I have my bed or I have the garden. But again, God took care of that, because we had the best sun every morning and the best sun right up till late at night. So, you know, I didn't have to just sit on my bed 24 hours a day. I could sit out in the garden in the morning and have my coffee and then come back in the evening and sit back out the garden. So God took care of that as well. And you know, all the things that when I look back over our lives and the way that God has taken care of us, it's been phenomenal. And then when we were away, I ended up getting this cough. I think it's all to do with the AC. I really don't get on with AC at all. And cough. And Lawrence said, you can't sit in fellowship and cough like that. Can you be quiet? Well, no, love, it's a cough. I can't stop. When I want to cough, I have to cough. Anyway, it's all sorted. The living room's finished. And now the rain has come. Praise God. We don't have to set out the garden in the rain. Now the furniture's in. And, you know, that was a blessing as well, because we've been together over 38 years and we have never had a new sofa. We've always bought secondhand, and God's really blessed us with all these secondhands. But of course, we sold the puppies and we decided that we would invest in a new sofa, and it's beautiful. And God again took care of that and has blessed us over and above. We put the money to work for us, even though it was hard work taking care of the puppies. Really was hard work. It's not so bad in the first 2 or 3 weeks. But then they get to 4 weeks and they start to open their eyes and find their feet. And then the last 4 weeks was just chaos. I mean, I've got the 2 big boxers and then having 6 puppies that were running all over the place. They could even get on the sofa at 4 weeks old. And it was like, come on, God, give me a break somewhere. Like, they were really, like, really older than their age for some of the things they were doing. And then God really blessed us. He told Lawrence to give one to Leanne. And she's now got Bonnie. And she comes up and visits mum and dad. And we've babysat for a puppy. And she's so good. And so we don't have to take that burden on. Again, God blessed us that we get to see and get involved in seeing the puppy. But it's not actually ours to bring up. And so all these wonderful things that God is doing. And you know, when I got married, God gave me a little helper in the respect of, you know, this little helper knew everything about driving. Even knew how to get to our house where we lived. And would say, you've got to turn left here, love. Like, I've been driving to this house over 30 years, but he would still feel the urge. You can turn left here, love. Oh, do you know what? Thank God for my little helper, because I don't think I would have ever found my way home. And then we'd be driving and say, green light, love, you can go now. Oh, great. Thank you, little helper. I never knew what that green light was for. And then it would continue, really continue. This little helper, love, you need to stop. Red light. Oh, do you know what? My little helper just saved my life. I didn't know that the red light meant stop. So God, what are you doing? In the background over there.
Say hi.
No, he's not. He's being very rude. He's being very rude. And this little helper saved my life. Because he told me to stop at the red light. And so God gives us, when you look in Proverbs, it says, a helpmate. But if it was to be rewritten for what the man is to the woman, it's definitely not a little helper. He does not help in one shape or form. And we were sat out in the garden the other day, and Liam was up, and he said, oh, love, you going to do a sandwich for dinner? And I went, well, I'm... No, I wasn't going to. And Leanne said, Dad, you're in the kitchen. You can make your own sandwich. And he went, no, I didn't marry your mother, so I make my own sandwiches. And when he said that, it reminded me of that joke that I heard about the little helper that God gives us when we get married. That, you know, he helps with directions. Like, after 38 years, I wouldn't dare know where I lived. Stops me running in circles in a field, because he gives me directions. Tells me when the lights have turned green. Tells me when to stop. Tells me when to pull back. Great little helper. But in all of this, God has a sense of humor. And do you know what? The last few months have been hard. But not once has God not helped. And he's the biggest helper for all of us. He really is. Even though we have a laugh and a joke and we, you know, keep it lighthearted at times, God is the biggest helper. And when we go in search of that help, he always leads us in the right direction. Sorry? Yeah, he always leads us in the right direction.
Helps you there.
No matter how many times we think we need help or that God has given us someone to help us, our biggest help comes from God. Even down to the day the puppy left, you know, God had taken care of all the needs. And so when we start adhering to what God says and not what the world says, it's very easy to get caught up in the systems of this world. But it has nothing. It has nothing good to offer us. You know, when Lawrence shares about honoring God, it's not just about the honoring God. It's all the other principles that you need to apply to see that money work for you. It's not just about giving, but about great stewardship, about putting things aside. Like I said, you know, 38 years. We waited, and the timing was so right for this furniture, and that God blessed us with these puppies that we weren't expecting. So it was money that we weren't expecting, but we put it to work for us. That we didn't spend the whole amount. We utilized each thing, and we spoke about it, and then we prayed about it. And then we went ahead with it. And I think that's the biggest key of all, is before you make any commitments, any sort of whatever the desires are, is that we first go to our helper. And that helper isn't Lawrence, by the way, my little mini helper. No, that helper is God. And God is the one that leads us and guides us. He's the one that directs our steps. He's one. You read it all throughout Psalms and Proverbs. You know, he makes our feet like hinds feet. You know, we have to follow. We start going off and doing our own thing, we're going to get caught out. We're going to have a crap week, or something's going to go wrong. You know, and when things go wrong on too many times, we start to think, oh, well, that was God. He wasn't listening. God didn't hear me. It's never God's fault. It's only ever our fault. Because we don't sit back and let God do the work. And the other day I heard Lawrence speaking with Sangha. And Sangha's a man of very few words. But those, when he does speak, those words really hit your heart. And I heard him say, God does the work. We sit back and we let God go to work. See, and that is pure growth. When we get to a point in our lives where we don't look to anyone, but we go to God and we sit back and we let God do the work. Just like when Willow had her puppies. God did the work. He was the one. I prayed that those puppies would go to a good home. prayed that it was the right people. And my main prayer was that these people had owned a boxer before. Because you see it all over social media. So many people get a boxer dog because, I don't know his name. Justin Timberlake. He has two. And it's a status right now. Having walking down Los Angeles, High Street or wherever, it's a status to have boxer dogs on your arm. But these are a real special breed of kind of dog, right? They are crazy. They are big. They're very loving, but they are disobedient when they want to be. Even though they're very loving, I would never have an animal that I thought might go for the children, but they're loving, but they are nutters, absolute nutters. And it's taken me like 20 months and they still on occasion will jump up at people. But again, it's that commitment to train them. And God wants a commitment from us. Not that he trains us, but that he wants us to be the very best. And so, you know, this having these dogs on your arm just for a status, I wanted someone that had boxer dogs that knew what they were doing and that 6 months down the road, they weren't putting this dog in a rescue or giving the dog away to someone else, that they were going to take care of that dog. I spent 8 weeks of raising that dog, those puppies, and giving them the best start. I didn't commit all my time and energy for that, for those dogs not to go to the right people. And God really blessed us over and above. Because as it turned out, every one of those people had owned a boxer dog before. And if they hadn't physically owned one, they had been in a family with one. And so again, see, whatever we desire when we pray, God has the answer. In any aspect. Like even down to me praying for the dogs to go to somebody that had owned a boxer before. And so, see, that shows the love that God has for us. That when we go to him in faith, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. Even down to a thing like a dog. So how much more when you pray? How much more that when you pray with your desires, how much more does God want to fill those? It's done.
Oh.
Right. How much more does God want to fill those desires for us? So simple. So we go to God, whatever it is in our hearts, and we sit back. And we let God do the work. Just like Sangit said to Lawrence the other day on the phone. We don't have to be busybodies. We don't have to be rushing here and rushing there, trying to do God's work. We allow God to do it. And God leads us and guides us. And do you know what? That can become quite a flippant statement sometimes. But it's not. It's an actual matter of fact. It's truth. That when we turn to him, he goes to work on our behalf. Now, we can always leave God out of the picture and go and do it ourselves. But we won't get the same outcome. Say what you want, not what you see. What you see in the world right now. People rushing here and there, doing this, doing that, going into debt, getting themselves in trouble. You know, at the moment in England, we've got all these people coming in on boats and the whole of the United Kingdom is consumed with it. But God says, stay at peace, stay calm, have your feet like hinds feet, and we follow in God's footsteps, and God's the one that takes care of us. Anytime you have a doubt, then ask me or Lawrence and or anyone on here. We all have a testimony to share. on how God has delivered us. And over the last sort of 4 or 5 months, with Rocky being unwell, then the puppies, the testimonies that God has wrought in our life through our faith and believing has been amazing. That going back probably the last 38 years, I think maybe it's not a testimony every week, because sometimes God's going to work and we don't even see the things that he's doing for us. But I can assure you, he's taking care of you, whether you see it or not. He loves you with a deep and burning love. And all he wants is for you to have a commitment to him. Not to us. Not to the fellowship. It starts with you and God first. And when you really take that to heart and you really move with that, your life will change. Because it's a guarantee. Because God says so. God is the one. And it's not about the outward appearance. It's not about our words or what we say or what we got. Because God changes us on the inside. That's where it matters. When we allow God to go to work, he changes us on the inside. And that becomes manifested on the outside. We are all so different. Right, I went to Sainsbury's today with my slippers on. I didn't care. And if anybody had asked, I would have said, well, comfortable. I don't care. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. Because my God is greater than any of them. And as we continue to have that faith in him, we will have no fear. Because our faith overcomes that fear. We don't have to be bogged down with what the world has to offer. Because I have faith. And God's given me that faith. We have to take our minds off of the five senses and start looking at the spiritual. Because if I'd kept my eyes on the senses, I could have ended up with 4 puppies here. Because I know Lawrence didn't want any of them to go. But my faith. And sometimes, yes, we need encouragement. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because iron sharpeneth iron. Amber never once said to me, oh, I don't think you're going to sell those dogs. I think, really, she's the only one. Even though she's my daughter-in-law, she is like my best friend. And I can share anything with her. Because I know that when I speak, whether it's a positive or a negative, she will give me great encouragement. And so when we have that person that we can trust, and that person can enlighten us and strengthen us and bring us back on track, then nothing should step in our way. And we have enough people on here, enough of us, to encourage one another unto love and to good works, to see signs, miracles and wonders following us as we have that faith, as we start walking and believing. There is no doubts and there's no excuses, because God is faithful. And through it all, when I started off, just a minute, when I started off, and I said that when I got married, God gave me a little helper. Okay, that was a little joke that I'd heard some pastor sharing about, you know, when he goes out in the car with his wife and she says, oh, turn left here, dear. Like he doesn't know where he lives. Or, oh, green light, love, you can go now. Oh, red light, love, stop. You know, I bet in her heart she's doing it. Just to, you know, give him a bit of encouragement. I don't know. But I don't need Lawrence as my little helper when I'm in the car. But I do need God as my helper. He's my helper. He's my friend. He's my strength. He's the one that commits me to have great faith. He's the one that encourages me. He's the one that when I feel lonely or when I feel sad, gives me great strength and encouragement. He's the one that has never left me or forsaken me. He's the one that gives me revelation on what to do and what not to do. When I take my desires to him, he tells me. He speaks to me. He encourages me. And then also we've got our family of believers as well. And we need to stop right now. And we need to give praise and glory to the one true living God for all what he's done for each one of us throughout our years of the, from the day we got born again. And we better start seeing signs, miracles and wonders following. We better start having things to proclaim, to give testimony of, because that's the only thing that gives God the glory. Not our woes, not our troubles. We need to give more of the positives, more of the confessions, more of the testimonies, Amen. More of the faith, because that is giving glory to God.